Hide your kids. Lock the doors. You're listening to HR's most dangerous podcast. Chad Soash and Joel Cheeseman.
Hey, boys and girls. It's Joel Cheeseman of the Chad and Cheese podcast. And this is The Shred for the week of July 4th, 2022. The Shred is a weekly roundup of who's raised funds, who's been acquired, and who's on the move in the world of recruitment. The Shred is brought to you today, as always, by Recruitology. Recruitology uses AI to connect employers with the right talent through programmatic job distribution, passive candidate matching, and virtual job fairs. Guys, you can learn more today by going to recruitology.com/employers. Out of the news, Indore, India-based Super Sourcing has raised $500,000 in a seed round. This brings total funding to $1.5 million. Founded in 2019, the company provides remote engineers to work on projects. Super Sourcing will use the funds to help early-stage startups and enterprises to employ remote engineering talent. Super Sourcing employs 62 people, according to LinkedIn. Melbourne-based Sidekicker has raised $2 million in a seed round. This brings total funding to $24.4 million. Founded in 2012, the company provides a temporary staffing marketplace. Sidekicker will use the funds to accelerate further expansion across Australia and New Zealand, as well as platform upgrades to improve the ways businesses and workers interact. Sidekicker employs 428 people, according to LinkedIn. Madrid, Spain-based Circular has acquired Paris-based Recruiters Club. Sounds like a party. Terms of the deal were not disclosed. Recruiters Club provides a talent recommendation platform between tech startups. The acquisition will enable the two rival companies to work together. Founded in 2018, Recruiters Club employs only two people, according to LinkedIn. Munich, Germany-based Seati, spelled S-E-A-T-T-I, has raised 3 million euros in a seed round. This brings total funding to 3.5 million euros. Founded in November of 2019, the company provides a platform that is helping companies unlock the potential of hybrid working, kind of a WeWork for Deutschland. Founded in 2019, Seati will use the funds to more than triple in size, expand the core functionalities of its hybrid work management tool, and address the high demand from enterprise clients. Seati employs 12 people, says LinkedIn. Lastly, Cardiff, Wales-based CareerCake, a career and learning platform, has been acquired by Dublin-based Social Talent, an e-learning platform dedicated to hiring and talent management. Details of the deal were not disclosed. Both companies were founded in 2010 and employ a number of 50 people combined. Guys, be sure to tune in to the weekly show for this and more news and commentary from the world of recruiting. As always, big thanks to Recruitology for supporting The Shred. Recruitology brings machine learning and AI to virtual job fairs, candidate matching, and programmatic job distribution. As always, you can learn more by going to recruitology.com/employers. Cheeseman out.
Adios, turd nuggets.
The Jim Stroud Podcast explores the discoveries and trends forming the future of our lives. Brain-to-brain communication, robot bosses, microchip implants for workers, and artificial intelligence replacing human workers are all happening now. If you want to know what's happening next, subscribe now to the Jim Stroud Podcast.